Can you talk a little bit about some of the chemo radiation regimens that are out there right now and some of that are being tested?
Yeah, the standard chemotherapeutic regimen with radiation is either continuous infusion 5-FU or capecitabine, also known as Xeloda. And either of those are perfectly acceptable regimens. Given the advances that have been made in chemotherapy in the metastatic as well as adjuvant setting for colon cancer, FOLFOX has also been used, irinotecan-based regimens, and also more recently, CAPOX, which is a combination of capecitabine and oxaliplatinum. Those are now starting to be integrated with radiation, but there are not yet randomized data showing that those are better than 5-FU-based regimens alone for rectal cancer. But it is reasonable to extrapolate from colon to rectal.
Now, the NSABP is looking at the issue of 5-FU versus capecitabine and also the issue of plus or minus oxaliplatin. What do you think about that study? Do you think it's worth the research effort to study 5-FU versus capecitabine? And what about oxaliplatin? What do we know about that?
Well, I think it's a worthwhile study, but unfortunately, I think it's a question which will be answered in colon cancer years before it will be answered in rectal cancer. Because if you look at that study carefully, essentially what they're doing is asking CAPOX versus FOLFOX. That's a secondary randomization. And that very same question is being asked and will be reported over the next year or two in colon cancer. So although a reasonable question, I'm afraid because of the design, we may never complete the study, since if it gets answered in colon cancer, people will be just take the information from colon and apply it to rectal.
What about in terms of downstaging? You mentioned before the possibility of changing the type of surgery that's involved and also pathologic complete response and how that correlates with long-term outcome. What do we know about that?
We know that almost every study, with rare exception, that's been published shows that patients who have a better response to preoperative therapy, especially those that achieve pathologic complete response, have a better outcome in terms of local control and survival. And it is true that almost every new phase 1, phase 2 program, including some of the newer type of chemotherapeutic agents such as irinotecan, oxaliplatinum, or even some of the new targeted therapies, do show higher pathologic complete response compared with 5-FU. Generally, they show response path CR rates of maybe 20 to 40%, whereas 5-FU alone shows about 10, maybe 15% in some series. We don't have randomized data yet showing that response clearly improve survival, but most of the studies show that. Now, one other question is that in patients who do have a good response, is it the treatment or is it the biology of the tumor? And we don't know the answer to that yet.